Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Well, typically 11:37-ish on a Tuesday during the baseball season is reserved for our good friend, Brewers.com writer Adam McKelvey.
Right.
This is one of those logical check-in times with Adam because the winter meetings are up and running.
Because we've missed him, let's be real.
In Dallas. And yes, I've missed Adam. Horrifically, I was texting him over the weekend. I want to talk a little baseball. Adam's in Dallas, and he joins us on the line. Hello, Adam.
Oh, hello. I miss you all very, very much.
Well, we're happy you could join us from baseball's winter meetings. I see Pat Murphy, after being named National League Manager of the Year, is kind of doing the media rounds. Is he too big time for you now, or do you still get time with the Brewers manager?
No, I just stood here literally for the last 20 minutes chatting with him as he passed through the lobby. You know which managers are the social butterflies by who just sort of appears in the lobby at these events. And, you know, it's Alex Cora and Pat Murphy, and there's a couple of skippers that you see, and Murph comes through, and he's the National League Manager of the Year. He should walk through and get his congratulations.
He also just got honored with the SOTY. Greg, do you want to explain what
that is? Oh, yeah, very coveted award here. It's the Wisconsin's Morning News Standout of the Year Award, and the sports nominees included Pat Murphy. He won it. It's a big deal. There'll be a parade, I think, coming up in late March, right around the time the season begins.
We're still organizing it right now,
yeah,
but we'll have
time.
More on that coming up. But I had to get that in there, that he's also the SOTY Award winner, at least for today. He's definitely nominated. That's awesome. Hey, Adam, for those people who are more casual baseball fans, can you kind of, you know, let them in on what exactly happens during these winter meetings? Because these are like the four busiest days of the offseason.
Yeah, they are. It's a conference of all things baseball, and it literally is meetings. It's a convention. So we this morning, for example, had our Baseball Writers Association meeting, and it's all 25 chapters for the 30 franchises, and we had a big meeting where we talk about our business that, you know, we're looking forward for the rest of the year. As I walked out, you're walking past all these meeting rooms, and there's, for example, the Florida State League. I saw they have their annual meeting, where it's the presidents or GMs of all those minor league clubs. So, each organization has all of its people here. The trainers have meetings. The traveling secretaries have meetings. The media relations folks have meetings. We have our MLB.com staff meeting this afternoon. So it's like your typical convention. But on top of that, you've got all the agents, all the GMs. And the idea, I think back in the day when it was a little less texting and maybe a little less money involved, the idea was you've got everybody involved in one place, and it puts baseball in the spotlight, and you get lots of deals and signings. You know, you get some bourbon and cigars involved, and late night trades happen. That happens way less. So it's a chance for baseball to be in the spotlight for a couple of days. There used to be lots of wheeling and dealing. I think the wheeling and dealing is less, but it still is an important chance for all of these meetings to happen. Kind of about the business of baseball. There's a big trade show too. That's fun because you see all the mascot sellers and those hot dog cannons come from somewhere, and you can buy them at this convention.
Oh, that's where they come from.
For how much? Can we pull our resources together and Venmo you like $500? I would take a broad cannon.
You know, I don't even know where that is at this hotel in Dallas. Again, every hotel is different, and where the convention hall is. So I don't even know where that is, to be honest. Sometimes I've walked through. You kind of have to sneak in because I don't have a convention badge. But I've snuck through before.
Okay.
I like to see all the mascots.
Yeah. Blooper, the Braves mascot, always makes me laugh. What is on General Manager Matt Arnold's to-do list here, right? Because the winter meetings begin and the Brewers lose their starting shortstop. I think they knew this was going to happen.
They knew.
So what's the plan now for Matt Arnold? What's his to-do list here at the winter meetings?
Well, look, I mean, the Brewers are always going to be a team. They're going to always try to keep this competitive window open, and that means cycling, right? Where if you get a talented young player in his affordable years, you get as much value out of that player as possible, and then when it comes close to the end, see Corbin Burns last year, you trade that player for more young talent, And in the case of that deal, it was Jory Ortiz and D.L. Hall who were part of the big league club last year and now will be part of this for the next several years. So you're always having to cycle through. And the Willie Adames example, where he gets all the way to the end of free agency, is the exception for the way this club has to do business. And you know, just the practical result this year is that Devin Williams is one of the big names being talked about here in Dallas because, you know, one of the best closers in the game, a multiple-time National League reliever of the year, and he's definitely available in trades. And there are definitely clubs that are talking to the Brewers about making that deal, and it puts a hole for the Brewers in the back of their bullpen, but they've been fortunate and you know, effective at developing the next closer, Devin Williams being the guy who followed Josh Hader when this exact scenario unfolded. So they've done a good job of finding that next guy, and this is just the reality of how they have to do business. They're not going to pay $765 million for the best outfielder on the market. They need to find that guy either through the draft or from another club when he's at the cusp of being a big league producer and make some kind of a trade to get that guy in the system. And that's where they're at. I think Devin Williams is the biggest name, the biggest agenda item right now.
And who's showing the biggest interest in Devin Williams? Is it the New York Yankees?
Well, the Yankees are the team you hear the most. And this morning I was talking to someone, and the Yankees are definitely one of the teams that are making a push for Devin Williams. But I think it's a long list. And, you know, the asking price is going to be high because he is, you know, one of the best players at his position, a really important position for winning teams that are trying to close out those victories. But on the other hand, you know, a reliever, you're talking about a different value than, say, in the White Sox have a lefty, Garrett Crochet, who's a starting pitcher with multiple years of control. So the ask is going to be a lot higher for a pitcher like that. So it's a pitcher. I think what makes Williams attractive is that the cost is going to be high, but it's not going, you know, maybe not so astronomically high that there's a huge group of clubs that would never even consider making a trade for what the Brewers are asking for. So the Yankees are definitely one of the teams, and the Dodgers are definitely one of the teams. But I think for Williams, there should be a market that's big enough that they can, you know, find the best deal. I don't think I had the Orioles on the you know, as the front runners for Corbin Burns, and then boom, that trade popped right before spring training last year.
Yeah, most likely that a trade comes out of the winter meetings for the Brewers, or more likely that they announce the signing of some sort of free agent?
I honestly don't know, because they have so many balls in the air at these events. It used to be more in person, where the agent would try to sneak into the team suite and have like a sit down. I think so much more happens now via text. I think those face-to-face meetings are less common, even though everybody's here in the same hotel and certainly in the same city, than maybe they used to be. I think the most likely thing is there's lots of talks here, and then I think what you typically find is, you know, Thursday or Friday when everybody's back home, or the following week, that's when you see deals happen. And the example I think about is that William Contreras trade a couple years ago. That was a huge trade, three teams, some pretty good players moving. That was the week after the winter meetings, if I remember correctly. So I think a lot of this, what happens here, is groundwork. And again, our friend Tom Hodricor talks about the old days of the winter meetings, where there's like a huge media workroom that has a press conference kind of stage. The agent for Roki Sasaki, the free agent pitcher, Joel Wolf, is in there right now and has this huge scrum around him. He's talking to reporters. But it used to be that they would have press conferences when deals got done. And our friend Tom Hodricor tells stories about teams and players literally like standing there lined up waiting for their turn. There were so many deals to announce. Now, because physicals are involved, because there's so much money involved in the legalities, they have to, officials, David Stearns has to pretend he didn't just sign Juan Soto. There's just less of that, you know, actual deals happening here at the meeting.
I'm kind of looking ahead on this one, but it's something that I'm thinking about, and I know a lot of other fans are as well. Do the Brewers expect Christian Yelich to be healthy for spring training?
They do. That was probably the biggest kind of news item or just check-in that we were able to do yesterday with Pat Murphy and Matt Arnold. Everything so far is going well. If you follow Christian Yelich on Instagram, he posted some good workout videos the other day, and he's doing rotational work. He's not swinging a bat, but I think he's doing the sort of exercises to lead up to that. And they say everything so far is going well. And look, again, the margins are thin. for the Brewers and other franchises who are in this position, and they need their stars to perform like stars. And it's why Christian Yelich was so important for the first 4 months of last season when he was kind of having that comeback year. And he's so important to what they do going forward because he remains their best hitter when he's healthy, and they need to get him healthy. And so far, things look good. I would say the other guy, it looks good for Brandon Woodruff, who's, you know, coming off that shoulder surgery at the end of 2023, but they have to be really careful with him. Those shoulders are extremely difficult and takes a long time for pitchers to get back to where they were, if they ever get back to where they were. So I think the signs are positive for Brandon Woodruff to contribute in that rotation next season. Don't know if it's going to be on opening day, but they're just encouraged about the progress that he's making too. They're just going to be very careful.
Well, if you notice a gap or a lull in Adam's reporting or writing, it's because he's gone to find a hot dog or brat cannon for us, and we appreciate that effort. Adam, if you locate it, take a picture, let us know what the
take
cost
it for
is.
A spin.
We'll see what we can piece together here.
I'll get one of those bratzukas where they fire off like, you know, rapid fire.
Those are the best.
Yes.
I'll come out to your house, Greg. I know where you live, and I'll come out to your house and fire some brats at you.
Yeah, we'll shoot him at Grindel's house. He'd appreciate that, right? Right there in the backyard.
You have good some stuff. Famous neighbors out there, man. You are living large.
Oh, it's something, man. Just get west of 41. Have you ever been west of 41? I think you have. You grew up in Illinois.
I like to when I visit my parents, but I like to stay east of Van Buren most of my time.
Fair east enough. Of Van Buren.
It's a Brewers.com writer, Adam McKelvey, covering the winter meetings in Dallas for Major League Baseball. Thanks so much, Adam. We appreciate it.
All right. Bye, guys.